That's his interpretation of Yamim Tovim Bahalal Vehoda. So the Yamim Tovim is Yamei Simcha. So I wanted just to pick up a little bit where we left off, and we'll use tomorrow as well. So we were talking about the Shitas HaRambam by Brachos, and the Rambam clearly felt that the primary Nusach HaBracha, which is a simple reading of the Gemara, and the only one who really disagrees is Rabbeinu Tam, is the Lamed. And as long as a person is discharging an obligation for themselves, even in the context of other people, that is going to be the Bracha. Then the Rambam says there are a couple of exceptions. So for example, Al Netila Sulav or Al Bir Chametz, because in both cases, one has already been Yotzi the Mitzvah. Akiva, why in the context of Lulav, again, based on the Gemara? And why in the context of Bir Chametz? Midarais Vitel Bialma Sagile, which you know is that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, as to what that line means. According to the Balei Tosfos, according to the Balei Tosfos, they don't think that that's a kiyum of Tashbisu, but you're not going to violate Bali Rab Bali Matze. So that was one of the set of exceptions according to the Rambam. And the Rambam really had a very nuanced point that he was trying to develop, the difference between Kein Rishus and Divrei Rishus. So Noam, what were we saying there? So initially the Rambam said things that are
Rishus, you say,
Or like Kein Rishus, like you normally started out by saying Chayavim Lirdof Achareho, or things that you don't actually have to do, but conditions have to be satisfied, like Maka and Mezuzah, nonetheless would get a... Exactly. But then he comes back at the end and he talks about Shechita and Kisui Hadam and the Tilas Hadayim, and he says, Hoel, either Uchadivre Rishos or Vidivre HaRishos, saying you make the bracha being Al. Exactly right. And we tried to figure that out, and you know, we tried to explain. I think you guys all pointed out that, you know, once a person has a house, so Mezuzah and Maka become obligatory, and that's the difference between, let's say, obviously, you're talking about Shechitas Kachim, it would be different, but Shechita and Kisei Adam and Tilas Adayim. So we assume that those are cases of a pure Rishus. So the Ravid, you know, asked the Kasha. What was the Kasha of the Ravid, Eitan? The Ravid says, you know, I don't really understand how the Rambam's going to explain. What was the... Yeah. Okay, so he starts at Ger, Gienison, continue on.
He says that basically...
The person who's making the bracha, you know, you should say, you know, Likro says Ha Megillah. So what's this Al Mikra Megillah?
So the answer is that maybe based on Hanukkah.
Well, you're missing one step. What's the Ilan?
Say it's because it's a Dirabanan, it's like Rishus.
Right, it's Kain Rishus. Okay. Now, generally speaking, we don't think about Dirabanans as Divrei Rishus. Hey Yehuda, why are you in self-imposed galus over there? What's that? What do you mean? Right over there, next to between Abi and Israel. You know, Agra Dechala Duchka. Can't be far away. So he says, well, if you'll tell me that, which is certainly not something the Rambam would have ever told him, but if you want to go in that direction, he says, then I have a problem with Chanukah. Because Chanukah is obviously the regular Nusach HaBracha. So Chanukah isn't internally a problem, but it's sort of like in light of Al Mikra Megillah. So he's a couple different suggestions. So Levi, what was the first suggestion for Chanukah? Before you get to this issue of... For the Ravid. The Ravid's speculating. He's like, oh, maybe I can make sense of the Rambam. Well, that's what we're getting to. But what was before that? He talks about Ezra? Exactly. So, right. So you may say, in that case, since that there's this this idea that the person is constantly, you know, involved in it, maybe that makes it a little bit of exception. And then he comes back, because, again, you know, you need Mosif to this particular Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe that makes it a little bit different, Mikandu Lahaba Mashma, as opposed to the, Al, which may be a lashon of Meikara. So that was one possibility. And then the other possibility is, go ahead, Levi, you were saying before? Right, so, you know, maybe we can preserve this distinction between Daraisis and Darabanan, but we'll say not all Darabanans are created equal. And this is the point exactly that we left off on. That so when the Ravid says, so maybe Ner Chanukah is going to be very strong Dirabanan because it's predicated on the Hadlakas HaMenorah, so he said that was like the parallel idea, but exactly in the opposite direction of who? The Ramban and the Sharashim. When the Ramban says, how are you going to tell me when it comes to Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, You know, ki palei mincha davar la mishpat ben dam la dam bedin la din ben ega la ega divrei rivos bisharacha. These are mitzvos mechudashos midrabanan. So this idea, you know, of bridging the menorah to the Chanukiah, if you will, you know, is a very powerful idea. Tomorrow we'll be able to even do more, but I want to, you know, give you guys mostly a chance today to, you know, carry the show. But let's take a look at the Ramban. So if you take a look ahead, this is in your packet, the 8th and 9th sources. It's an amazing, amazing essay the Ramban wrote, which seems to really underscore the relationship that the Ravid had tentatively suggested. So the Ramban writes the following: Lama nisvacha parshas menorah lechanukas hanesiim, lefi shekshara Aaron chanukas hanesiim chal shadaito shelo haya imahim bechanuka lohu velo shivto. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu chayacha shelcha gdola mishalahem ata madlik umeti vesaneros boker vaerev lashon Rashi medrash agada. So that's a famous idea, as opposed to this, you know, the 15 minutes of fame that Netanel ben Suar had, or Eliav ben Chilon, or pick your favorite one, Avitan ben Gidoni. Thank you. So you know you'll be able to do this boker va'erev. So that's already a madrega. So the Ramban says he wants to understand. Melonis barley lama. I don't understand why exactly the specific nechama nichamo behadlakas haneros v'lo nichamo b'ktores boker va'erev. And again, ktores seems to be a good example. Why? Because what do we know about ktores? What's that? Right. So it's even better. What's that?
Also, apparently, it used to enlarging people's life, which is why they tried to make sure that different people got.
Right. There's a lot of different segulas associated with it. So and it's also boker va'erev. So he's trying to control for the variables here. So he says, you know, I don't understand why the nechama wouldn't be the ktoras boker va'erev. Sheshibchu ba'akasev yasimu ktora ve'apecha, and then v'chalil al mizbechecha, of all the korbanos that were singled out for the kohanim. So the ktoras is, you know, the prized korban bezosi avo aron al kodesh uvechola korbanos. Right. After all, there's the entire realm of kachim uvemenchas chavitin. Right, again, the Kohen Gadol is involved in on a daily basis. Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Shein Ksheira Labo, he's the sine qua non. Nichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim, Vishu Kedosh Hashem Omed Behechalo L'Sharto, Ulevarech B'Shmo, right, you could have reminded him of that, right, Birkas Kohanim. Rishivto Kulo Misharte Elokeinu. Vod Matam L'Chalisha Sadas Azo. He says, I don't understand the Nechama, but I don't understand what he was upset about to begin with. Velo karbano gadol mishal nesiim sheker bayamim ahem bring the shivas yamei hamiluim, right? Karbanos harbe kol yamei hamiluim. So you know, like the fact that they got to bring in the, you know, opening days of Nisan. Different opinions about that. The Ramban himself quotes it. Like, why should that have been like such a, you know, difficult thing for Aaron to handle? Vim tomar. And again, Aaron is like the last person in the world that we should think about as somebody who is jealous, right? You know, ve'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. So, v'im tomar, shayu chova v'nitztava behem, v'chal shadaito ashalo hikriv nidava kimoem l'chanukah samizbeach. So, that's a little bit, you know, Ramban's grasping at straws here. What would be funny about that? Like, oh, that Aaron couldn't wait to volunteer something. What's that?
It's a chod.
But what's strange about the very premise? The Rambam.
Hope that Chova is better.
Gadol Mitzuva Biosa, right. So he's just scraping the bottom. He's trying to figure this out, right? The Chol Shadalta Daito Al Shelo Hikriv Nedava Kimoem Lachanuka Samizbeach Gam Hadlaka Sanero Shini Chova Ba Chova V'Nitztav Elha, right? That doesn't even help, right? Because that too would be an obligation of all. Inina Gadazo Lidros Remez Mina Parshal Chanuka Shel Nero Shahaisu Ba Yesheni Al Yidei Aaron Uvanav. Along the Ravid's line, right? Chanukah shel Nero shahaisu v'bayisheni al yidei Aharon uvanav. Right, of course, it was his family. We made Matzisya ben Yochanan and Kohen Gadol chashronoi uvanav. Ritzoni lomar chashronoi Kohen Gadol uvanav. Lashon hazeh mitzasiya b'megilah sesarim l'rabbeinu nisim shehizkir agada hazo v'amar ra'isi b'medrash kevan shekrivu shnei masar shvatim v'lo hikriv shevelei. Remember, there's a rule that you can never have more than 12 tribes represented. So if Menashe and Ephraim are going to be separated, and Levi's going to be typically the odd man out. Okay, what's the only, since we're on that, what's the only exception to that rule?
Moshe has bracha. Excellent. Where Shimon was excluded.
I was laughing when you raised your hand. Yeah, who's the one that points that out?
I'm not sure.
The Ramban. Okay, there's only one example that we have where we have 12 Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim and Levi are represented. That's where Shimon gets knocked to the curb. But we have Shimi here to resurrect. Yeah, very well done. Very well done. Okay, so...
Menashe?
Yeah. Okay, so Yesh Chanukah Acheres... I'm the Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Daber Al Aron V'Amarti Lav Yesh Chanukah Acheres Yesh Bahadlakas Haneros V'Ani Ose Bal Yisrael Al Yedei Vanecha Nisim Utshua V'Chanaka Shekirui Al Shemam V'Chanukas B'nei Chashmonoi L'fika Chismich Parsha Zo L'Parshas Chanukas HaMizbeach Ad Kan L'Shono. That's an amazing idea. So the nechama that was given to Aaron was this idea of baloscha saneros, but not minei uvei, but baloscha saneros, because this is right a reference to
the future,
right? The Chanukah samizbeach in the times of the Chashmonaim, and the fact that they would nivachar kein bo nechid v'risecha v'inu v'risecha lechtaris mishkleshecha v'igud lidgu neros bechatzur skadshecha, right? So that hadlaka saneros. So here, it's sort of like the Ravid's idea, but who can formulate it in the sharpest way possible? It's the Ravid's idea of the bridge between, right, the Neros of the menorah and the Neros of the Chanukiah, Neros Chanukah. But what's in some ways more interesting about this, Ephraim?
It's not that we're going backwards, where we're patterning the Chanukiah after the menorah, but rather the menorah itself is patterned after
the menorah itself becomes significant in light of the Derabbanan. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Ve'isiyod v'lam denu. V'chein v'medrash rab. Amar l'kodesh baruch hu l'moshe. Leich emor l'aron al tisyare. L'gdola mizos atamuchan. So again, a similar formulation. Ha'korbanos, this is really the point. And this is where Ephraim, your hayara, is so valuable. Ha'korbanos kol zman shebeis ha'mikdash kayam heino again. Aval haneros la'olam almul p'nei ha-menorah ya'iru. So what's really being suggested? In other words, why in this case is the Rabban greater than the Daraisa? Because what does Daraisa require, Yehuda? Yeah. Right. So remember we talked a little bit about that idea, l'shana acharis. When did they have to really institute Neros Chanukah? And that theory that it was really only after the destruction of Bayis Sheni, you could, you know, try to build the case off this kind of an idea. I'm not saying the Ramban himself believed that, but if you wanted to build the idea, you could say, you know, this is really the entire point, is that, you know, things that were not delimited by Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. The Karban was called Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, we know again, Aval HaNeros, the Olam El Mulpnei Amnora Ya'iru, V'chol HaBracho Shenasati L'chol Levarech Ez Banai, Einan B'telein L'Olam. And that's a very interesting, and you guys could probably anticipate where the Ramban is going with this. But Ezra, Baron, so if you think about the order, so what's the Parshas? Again, you have at the end of Parshas Naso, you have the Nisim, the Parshas HaNisim. Then you have Baloscha HaSaneros, obviously, you know, coming there. So if you go back a little bit further in Parshas Naso, so remember we had the whole story with Sota, then we have Nazir, and then what comes right afterwards? Birkas Kohanim. Okay, so you can already see the two things that sort of right have their roots in the Mikdash, but transcend the Mikdash are. You got it. Okay. Vinei davar yedua shekshein beis hamikdash kayan v'akorbanos b'telim b'nei korbanu afaneros b'telos avalo ramzu elalaneros chanukas chashmonai. Shehino heges afachar churban begalusenu, v'chein birkas kohanim asmucha lechanukah sanesiim no heges laolam. Darshu smuchin lechanukah sanesiim lefanel me'acharah bichvodo shel Aharon shelo nimane imahem. I think that's a very powerful idea. In other words, it is the bridge between the menorah and the hadlakas haMenorah and the Neros Chanukah, but precisely in the opposite direction, right? The menorah became incredibly significant for Aharon because he realized that this was the aspect of the Mikdash that could actually transcend the Mikdash. And the idea really is why? Like, what exactly does that represent? So we'll try to get there in about 3 minutes' time. And I'll turn it over to you guys. So this is now the next Ramban. Vayas Kena Aron Amul Pneyam Noro Helan Erosel Kasher Siva Hashem Es Moshe. So Vayas Kena Aron, the Ramban says, Lomar Shehu Ayah Madlik Osan Kol Yamav. Ava Bisham Mitzvah Kshera Bibanav Kemo Shenemar Yaroch Oso Aharon Uvanav. Right? Me'er Vad Boker Livnei Hashem. There's no din that it has to be the Kohen Gadol. Aval Hayahu Mizdaris B'mitzvah Hagdola Hazos. So what's the Ramban Shita, Daniel? That Aaron wasn't mechuyav. It's interesting, the Rambam could take it even further. The Rambam might say, you don't even need a Kohen, because maybe it's not the Hadlaka, but the Hanacho is a mitzvah, the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash. But...
even though his children were allowed to do it, he just
Oh, right. Then Aaron, who was hardly, as they would say in Britain, a glory seeker, he wasn't one to try to... aggregate various honors unto himself, right? Nevertheless, right? Aharon felt that this was a unique opportunity. And in light of the previous Ramban, right? We're still within the Ramban. It's just very clear what it meant to him, that there was something that, would transcend the realm of the Mikdash. One more Ramban. These are like three Rambans in a row. It's like, I would have been happy to author one of them. So the Ramban says the next line, and I think this really connects. And like, why is it that the Neros of Chanukah really transcend and go beyond just the Beis HaMikdash? Clearly, there's some kind of a representation there. Just like we can understand Birkas Kohanim, we always need that bracha, and I should note there, it's also very interesting, right? Because the personal stamp of Aaron is also placed onto Birkas Kohanim. Asher, Kitshanu b'kedushaso shel Aaron. It's almost like Bris Mila and Avram in that way. Only two mitzvos that you could really say one person really created the mold. The Varechas Amo Yisrael be'ava, the Oev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom, Oev Esabrios, Mikarvan the Torah. It's like Aaron put his personal stamp onto Birkas Kohanim. So we can understand that, right? That's not something, the choreography is different than the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash in terms of, one bracha versus three brachos, in terms of the hands over the head and other such things. But what is it about, the menorah that sets itself up for exportation and for being able to postdate the Beis HaMikdash's, destruction? So I think there's a hint here in the next Ramban. V'zeh ma'aseh ha-menorah lirmos shetzarech ledaro shetia miksha. Hey, kihu ma'akev ba. Lekach hizkir tchila beferash ma'aseh ha-miksha. Right, v'zeh ma'aseh ha-menorah miksha zahav ad yirecha ad pircha miksha hi. Right, so that gets repeated. Okay, so why the miksha twice? So there were many different things. Kanim, v'kaftorim, k'viyim, v'shukadim. That's like a hider. V'hechzer, right, miksha hi, lomar she'in ma'akev ba, ela miksha lo hazohav. V'choshken shar yipuyim sheba, all the other beautifications in the Hidur Mekachem Rasena Besifrei Uv Masachas Minachos. So the only thing that really has to be is the miksha, the idea that it's made of one piece. And what's that?
Beaten out.
Yeah, exactly. Beaten out from one single piece. So in the past, I think I've mentioned this, and this is just where I wanted to bring things to the conclusion. I think it's really quite obvious. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Gimel tells us. Haragil b'ner, having lebanim tamidei chachamim, right? The ner mitzvah of the Torah, or there's this undeniable connection between, Neros Chanukah and Talmud Torah. Because after all, what were the Yevanim after? Lashkicham Torasecha, lavir mechukei ritzonecha. It was an assault on Torah. So the victory isn't just, Rishayim biyad tzadikim, but it's even more profound because it's Zaydim biyad. Yeah, you can't miss that diuk. And even the Ramban himself, in describing the destruction and the annihilation of the Chashmonaim, what does he credit them with? They were Chaside Yolion, El Maleheim, Nishtacha HaTorah, Mitzvah Yisrael. That's the way to think about Chanukah. The perpetuation of Torah, the eternality of Torah. We know that all of the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash were on an east-west axis. with the exception of the Aron and the
menorah,
right? So the Aron and the menorah, right, were paired with each other. The menorah was kind of the external representation of the Aron. You could only go lifnai v'lifnim, you know, once a year, leaving aside the Gra's interpretation of bezosei v'Aron al kodesh. But he could go in any time he wanted to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But basically the idea is that the menorah is a reflection of the idea that the lights of Torah burn forever. And if there's one thing that really transcends, you know, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, of course it's Torah itself. So you have the Birkas Kohanim, you know, on the one hand, and then you have Torah on the other. And I think that's why we say that the only thing which is really ma'akev when it comes to the menorah is miksha, the idea that it all really is, you know, one solid block. There are many different expressions and applications. But that seems to me to be a highly symbolic and like almost, you know, unmissable reference to the very nature of Torah. Divrei Torah aniyim b'mkoman v'ashirim b'makom acher, right? The whole idea is that Torah has many different branches. There are so many chadrei Torah, you know, but kulam nitnu me roa echad, you know, parnas echad, you know, limdan, roa echad nisanan, you know, asei oznecha kafer cheses, you know, divrei chachamim kedarvonos, that gemara in beginning of Chagiga. The point is that, you know, Torah has many different branches, but it's all miksha, which is really why, you know, to paskin in one area, a person has to be royal the horos b'chola Torah kula, because it's all like very deeply related, you know. And you know, if you don't understand that, like, you know, you're in like people ask all the time, like, what's this ridiculous gzeirah shava? A word over there, a word over here. Obviously, you know, Chazal operated with the assumption that the Torah was all in dialogue with itself and with all the different parts of the different parts of the Torah. So, you know, this was the greatest nechama to Aaron. Lest anybody think that, you know, what the special yichus of the Kohanim were was limited to the Beis HaMikdash. So what he was told is that you'll always be able to, of course, bless Klal Yisrael, which for Aaron was everything. And then in addition to that, you know, you'll always be able to say that you're carrying the torch of Torah forward. And in fact, that's Meduyak in the Pasuk, because Yoru Mishpatach al Yaakov Isaras al Yisrael precedes Yasimu Kitarav Yapecha V'Chalil Mizbechacha. First, they're teachers, and even the Rambam will admit, right, you know, HaKohanim HaLevim Asher Yeh Bayamim Ahem, the mitzvah Midaraisa is to have on the Sanhedrin members of, you know, the Kohanim, and as much as the Ramban thinks that there's a din klali against other tribes seizing the malchus, he thinks that there's an iser prati for the Kohanim to do it. Because their real task, their tafkid, is to focus on avodas Hashem. So here we have this amazing expression of the Ravid's concept. When the Ravid speculated, okay, maybe the Rambam would be able to say Neiros Chanukah is really like the Doraisa because it's predicated on Lakas HaMenorah. So Ramban had a very similar idea, but in exactly the opposite direction. That Hadlakas HaMenorah became so chaviv to Aharon, Vayaskein Aharon, he didn't have to, but the chavivus of the menorah was predicated on the idea is that it was the aspect of the Beis HaMikdash that was least dependent on the Beis HaMikdash, right? So the Ramban ends up coming like 180 degrees. He starts out wondering, like, if you were going to be menachim him with something in the Beis HaMikdash, give him the Karbanola, give him the Ketores. You know, the Minchas Chavitin, you know, and then the Ramban realized that, no, it was exactly, that was exactly the idea, that it shouldn't be something that had to be centered around the Mikdash. And I think for all of us, you know, and I'll wrap up my remarks here, you know, we think about Chanukah, and especially in these waning moments of Chanukah, just a little over, you know, an hour of Chanukah actually remaining, And again, you know, it continues on until that last moment, even though we're done with the, you know, Hadlakas Haneros. This is really what's so special about it, especially for those who are fortunate and privileged to be Oske Sarasacha. The holiday really has very special meaning. Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiyad Mod. It really is a very precious mitzvah to us. And we know that the Rambam wasn't even the first one to have that idea, but who beat him to it? The Riva, the Chaviva Samitzvah, the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. And, you know, we've quoted many times before the Shita of the Meiri that was a favorite of the Rav. And, you know, the Rav wasn't usually one to quote the Meiris, but that the Minag amongst the Yoshe Beis HaMedrash was not to interrupt their learning. to do Hadlakas HaNeros Bizman, more on that tomorrow, because, you know, after all, how could you interrupt your learning to do Hadlakas HaNeros? You know, it would be like undermining the actual purpose of Hadlakas HaNeros, which is to testify to the eternal quality of Torah and our ability to be victorious over those who, you know, would try to pressure us into Ashkicham Terasacha Ulaviram Amechuke Ritzonecha. So with that, there's no better way to celebrate Chanukah than, you know, with Divrei Torah. And so we'll hold it up here, and we'll do as we always do, which is an open up to you guys. We'll go to the end, God willing, of the next period.